question is, if you have a different tank and a different vertical span there with this, you know, tying work on us,
what was the thing about the Bronx?
Yeah, I think there are more autonomy. I don't know whether you have to look aside if you're looking to a sitter, you know, by definition, you're not looking into the so there are more describing a case where we're saying the Brach was well pet. So the Tehillah Yelna, the Teretz they suggest, a very interesting Teretz. If you take a look, we actually, I think, learned to take a look in the Rosh, back in Siman Aleph. So Kriyas HaMegillah Omed V'Yoshev Yatsa. So by Kriyas HaMegillah, a person can either sit or stand. Tana Masha Ein Ken V'Torah. But when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, so you don't have the option of sitting. U'minolon Dikoy V'Torah Tzach Liyas Omed. How do we know that? Omer Ve'Abo Omer Kroh V'Ato Po Amodi Modi. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you stand alongside me. Kaviyachu, we're both going to be standing. V'afilu lismach oso g'disiv yisham. You're not even supposed to lean. V'bshmur v'yitzchak g'disiv yisham. V'bshmur v'yitzchak olu v'knishna. He came into Shul. Chazal Chad Banash, he saw one person, the Tergim, he was being Metagim, v'somech lo Omer, and he was leaning on the Omer. Omer le Osalucha. Right? So not only the Balkorei, but the Metogaman as well, right? Not only can't the Balkorei sit, but even the Metogaman cannot sit or lean. And Moshe Rabbeinu is acting as the Metogaman in Matan Torah. So Amalei Osalacha. Why? Kishem Shenitna Be'ema, Kacha Nutzucha Linhog Ba Be'ema. The same way when Torah was given, there was a sense of awe, and certainly in the presence of someone for whom you feel awe, so you're not casual and don't lean against something. So Kacha Nutzucha Linhog Ba Be'ema. So what do you see here? You see here that Kriyas HaTorah has to duplicate the Ema, which was present at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah, of Maamah HaSinai. And this not only governs how the Balkorei is supposed to be acting, but it governs the Metogaman as well. That the Metogaman is also supposed to be acting, again, in a way that Kishem Shenitna. So then based on this, so the Tehillah Yonah has an interesting idea and says that Eino Chanami Mitzad Tarash Baal Peh. So there would be no Issa, right? When we might have said this, so we read on course. There's no Issa to read on course anymore for us because of the Eslasos. So we read Unkos. We don't know it by heart, so we read Unkos Mitoch Aksav. But to do it B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah, what you do B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah has to be Kishem Shenitna. So the same way, because of Kishem Shenitna, so there has to be Eimon, you can't lean. So too, Kishem Shenitna, so the Targum is Baal Peh. So too, the Targum has to be Baal Peh. And that's why the Rambam still has this din. Again, as the Mishnah has it, you know, despite the fact that we have the heter of Zvarim Shebaal Peh because of Eis Lasos that we learned Mitoch Aksav, but that heter won't help us when it comes to when it comes to the Targum, the Sanskrit is Atala because of the din of Kishem Sinitna. Ubinavi Shlosha. Ubinavi, right, the Mishnah says the Bal Koreh, the Maftir, the Bal Maftir can read three psukim consecutively, even though that then puts the Metargim in the position of having to say the Targum of three psukim consecutively, even though that does slightly increase the chances he'll make a mistake. So what? Im Yirtzeh v'lo ichbas lan im Yirtzeh. Not the end of the world. Like the same consideration we had at the beginning of the parak, that by Navi you can have two people being metargim simultaneously, and we're not worried about the trei kolei lo mishtamoi, because it's not the end of the world if there will be a mistake. We don't plan it that way lechatchila, obviously, but we don't have to take such precautions to avoid it. That's why Tosva says. Again, it's not that we don't, Rashi doesn't mean we don't care. Rashi means that we don't have to take such measures against it happening, because if it happens, not the end of the world. If we know it's likely to happen, we don't want it to happen. That's why Tosa says, Ubinavi shlosha, v'achshav einanu makri l'metorgim, and afilu b'navi ala pasagecha, shala yavol litos. Rak says, Tosa, then minig was that b'tchilas haftorah onu makri l'gimel l'metorgim, and l'hodiyah kichein hadin, ilod ha'chayashin shiyitah. So, On those few occasions, which the next Tosfos we'll discuss, we'll see in a minute, we know that. On those few occasions when they did say Targum for Haftorah, so they would basically be Metargim Pasuk, because again, I guess there was a greater likelihood of mistake, so then even by Navi you're going to do it. And only initially would they read three Psukim, and then be Metargim 3 as a whole, just that the din should not be lost.
They were Metargim to Aramaic?
Yeah, that's what the next... We already had it back in Chaf Gimel and Bay, the top Tosas. They weren't Metargim all the time, and then we're about to see it again here in the next Tosas in Chaf Del. The top Tosas in Chaf Gimel and Bay says that Loshano al b'makom shein Metargim and va'al ze anu somchen They didn't do it regularly, but the next Tosas we'll see in a minute, we know that they did on some of the Yom Tovim. It was not their language. Right, so we're actually going to deal with that in a second, we know that. Maybe let's just see the next line in the Mishnah on which Tosas comments. What happens, the Gemara illustrates this with Psukim from Sefer Yeshayahu, if you have three consecutive Psukim, which belong to three consecutive Parshios, right? The first one is the last Pasuk of a Parsha, then you have a one Pasuk Parsha, and then the third one is the first Pasuk of yet a third Parsha, so then Koren Echad Echad. Koren Echad Echad, why? Because we don't want to be in the Targum game. Excuse me, we don't want to read it in such a way that we distort the fact that there's a self-parsha. That's why, well, let's see the Tosus. What we'll see that from Tosus you see, the Tosus thinks this din applies even to two parshios, that you couldn't even have the Bal Koreh have a run-on where he reads two psukim which belong to two different parshios. Take a look at Tosus. Kashya. Al Mashana Matagman Vayama Yoshua Alaam Hiskadoshu V'yesham gimel psukim ad ba'esahi, u'makrin osam ha'metargem shloshen b'yachad, v'afal pi sheyesh parsha b'sof shnei psukim. Tosa says that they used to be read three psukim in a row. The first two psukim were the last psukim of one parsha, and then the third pasuk was the beginning of another parsha. So you see, just from Tosfos's question, which they don't answer, you see that Tosfos held that the Mishnah's din is even shtei parshios, right? Even if in the course of reading three psukim together, you'll be stringing together two different parshios, you can't do it. So why, if that's the case, why did the Mishnah say shalosh parshios? Isn't that misleading? Doesn't it sound like dafke three? So I guess according to Tosfos, what the Mishnah means is like this. Maybe on the contrary, maybe the fact that it's three parshios that are being strung together, there's less chance of being misled by the fact that the Baal Kori is reading them together. I mean, maybe you could forget that between Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gimel there was a parsha. But you're not going to forget that between Aleph and Beis there was a parsha, and between Beis and Gimel is a parsha. So you'll realize, even though he's reading them together, they're really separate parshios. It won't distort. It won't have the effect of distorting. So maybe you might have thought that three would be better, and therefore what the Mishnah is telling you is that even if the three psukim are three different parshios, even then this din applies, that when you read, you can't string together parshios. You can't string together the parshios, and therefore you have to stop and be metargame in between. Yeah, the Gemara quotes right here. The Gemara's got a quote from Yishayahu Nundes. The Gemara gives an example. Now, v'hoshanu metagamin. So we saw back in this Tosfos of Loshanu and Chavgilim Beis that sometimes they were metagamin, sometimes they weren't. So what was the rule? V'hoshanu metagamin haftarah shal pesach va'atzeres tfei mishayam tovim. So that's what they used to do. They used to say targum on Pesach and Shavuos. The fishahin medavros b'neis hayom kedei lefarsem hanes. V'chein b'matan Torah kedei lefarsem hanes. So basically, I think the thrust of your comments was one of self. So did they? I mean, how many people in Shul were conversant with the Aramaic? So if none of them were, so what kind of pirsum hanes did they accomplish by having the targum? If they were, so why not do it all the time? Ezra thought it was a good idea to do it all the time, so Manavshav, why didn't they do it all the time?
Maybe just calling attention to it by having...
Right, right. So maybe, right, just the fact that you're singling it out, well, right.
Put that thumbs.
I mean, the mice of that svar, the Gemara says in Megillah, we're at the end of the second paragraph or something, when it says why a loez is yotze if he hears the Megillah ba'ashuas. Even if he doesn't understand the Hebrew, if he hears the Megillah being read in Hebrew, he's yotze. So the Gemara says there will still be pesume nisa. Either he doesn't understand it. No, the excitement, the excitement conveys something even if he can't understand the words. So maybe that's the pshat here as well. Okay, what does the Mishnah say? Medalgin b'navi ve'en medalgin b'torah. The Gemara will flush this out a little bit, but at this point it sounds like that you can skip when reading a Haftarah, but when you lay in the Kriya Satar, you have to lay in consecutively. V'ad kamahu medalek, when you're medalek b'navi, so how much can you be medalek? Ad kadei shelo yifsach ha-meturgman. That you can be golel, again, they're reading the Haftarah from a cloth, so you have to be golel from one place to the other, while the Meturgamah is saying the Targum of, I guess if you want to go a little lower, I guess you could have read three Psukim, and then you'll have that much time, you'll buy yourself that much time to be Golel, so that way there's no tircha de tzibur, right? Rashi says it's not kavod de tzibur that the tzibur should have to wait while you're being gola.
That's an answer to the question about
Alma. Right, the Gemara is about to see. Right, yeah, let's see it right away. Hani gemu psukim kenegin me. Ame vasi kenegatov neviim uksuvim. Okay. V'lo yikra lemetugim an yosem eposag echad uvenavi gemu psukim. V'im hoyu shloshtan shalosh parshios korei echad echad. Where do you have that example? Kegon kicho ama Hashem chinam imkartem. Kicho ama Hashem elokim mitzrayim yomer ami barishona v'ato malifo no masha. The middle pasuk there is its own parsha. So there you have a case of three psukim which belong to three different parshias. Okay.
What does that mean? Can I get to understand that each time you read the Torah, you can't hold.
I don't know how to formulate it. Meaning, so somehow the idea is that in Kriyas HaTorah, even though the cycle is only Chamishul Chumshei Torah, but Afal Pichein, we have to sort of acknowledge all the parashas. The mitzvah kriyas haTorah that we have is from Torah, but we have to acknowledge the other sections of Torah Shavuot Sav of Dvar Hashem. I'm sorry.
Should not for everybody here. Maybe that Midrash Rabban.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know.
So that's about your mobile. Yeah,
I don't know what it says. Okay. Medalim menavim, medalim metarim. Minim akoy achayim asvach ba'asa. Ba'alka medalim. Amar ba'ay lokashya. Tan b'chtei sheyifzak ha'tzodaman. Tan b'chtei shol yifzak ha'tzodaman. Rabbi seems to be saying that even Chumash, as long as while the Metzugim is saying the Pasuk, that's okay. The Gemara says, no, but you have that constraint even by Navi. So what's the contrast between Torah and Navi then? The Chlal de Torah, Chlal lo. Hello, Amar Abaye, Lokashi, Kan bin Yenechet, Kan b'shtei inyanos. That when we say that you can only be medalik the Navi, but not the Torah, means from one topic to another. However, within the same topic, then you can be medalik even by Chumash. I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes, so that's the basis for what we do in the Tanis Tzibur, right? So that's when we're medalik, right? Between Kohen and Levi. So Vayechal and Psalacha is not doesn't follow immediately, but it's Be'inyan Echad.
Is that metallic? I thought that is only within the same.
So Mishnah Berurah doesn't give you one. In Mishnah Berurah he gives the reason we just said now, that it's Inyan Echad. Then I think in the Shara Tzion, he says that the Prima Gadim says what you say, that it's not considered Dilug means within an Aliyah. And it's clearly what we're describing here is within an Aliyah, because we're talking about the Metugman. Otherwise, why not say, while it takes the guy time to come up, whoever's getting the next Ali, while it takes him time to get up. So the Prima Gadim says, no, you don't need to say that it's Binyan Echad, that from Gavra to Gavra, that's not considered the Dilog. It means within, Dafka within one Aliyah. Dafka within one Aliyah.
So
Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it, though. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. He says, no, that the constraint against being medaleg is within a kriya sator, even from one ola to the next. What are we concerned? We're concerned if you take a look at Rashi b'inyan echad. So Rashi says sheshnehin medabin medaber echad ve'en kan tira fadas hilchach kilo masik togum and medaleg sheshnehin b'inyan yom kippur medabin. That again, we're afraid of. Let's say sometimes you hear someone talking, right, and you want to wait a minute. You change topics. Here, you didn't change topics. The thread which goes throughout here, that you're only the target one pasuk by Chumash, because the three at a time by Novi. The more makter than the thread kolay lomish tamoy by Chumash, the more by Novi is that Chazal went to great length to try to avoid any kind of misunderstanding by Kriya Sator in terms of the Chumash. I think that's what we explained. That's the whole background to the Gzeir Mishav HaNechnos and Gzeir Mishav HaYotzen, which seems kind of far-fetched. And so, no, but the answer is that when you have a Kriya Sator, so it has to be done in the most comprehensible way possible. So as part of that, we say that don't switch topics on people by being medallic. I guess if the Chumash itself does it, I mean, you know, it's not that every parsha Sashavu is only one topic. The Chumash itself does it, so that's not disconcerting. But you skipped. Oh, it must be you skipped because you're really flushing out what you said before. So that could then that's potential for confusion. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says. So we look at the unit of Kriya Santor, and the Prima Gadim says no. We look at every Ola as a
since
it's Miminyan Hakruim.
Yeah.
In when
it's not Miminyan Hakruim,
but it's not Miminyan Hakruim. Maybe he'll agree when it's a different Sefer Torah.
Or it would be an important enough for me if you only had two, which time should you be going with?
There's no notion of Tefillah Tzibur on
there? No, there is. Even when you can be medaleg, you're only supposed to be medaleg as far as you can roll during the Metugama. I think maybe he talks about it. When he's reading as part of the Avoda, so that's
right.
The equivalent of one Ola.
One.
Right, so, no, the Mishnah Berurah is not, he's not saying that there's a contradiction to it, he's just saying that the Mishnah Berurah is not claiming he has a riot on Ola, it's just that it's a Svara, he doesn't see what the logic is, why you would limit it for that. But you're right, the paradigm in the Gemara is we don't really have the case of more than one Ola. Okay, but Hatanya says the Gemara, Rashi explains why Hatanya is benichusa. It's corroborating that Abaye says, "Medalgin v'torah b'inyan echad, u'benavi b'shnein yonin." That's what the extra leniency is by Navi. Kan v'chan b'chdei shel yifsa katoraman. And either way, but not at the expense of tircha de tzibur. Tanya idach, ein medalgin minavi l'navi. Ubenavi shall shame also medaleg. Now, you can't be medaleg chveis from Yirmiyo, Yishayo, Yecheskel. You can't be medaleg from one navi to another. However, within Treyos, so you can. Within Treyos, so you can. So why is that? Because the truth is that it's, I mean, to some extent, it's not really an exception to the rule, right? Let's say when we talk about the Chafdal with the Svarim of Tanakh, so we're cheshbening, we're counting Treyosar as one sefer. We're not counting the Treyosar as 12 in that count of 24. So to a certain extent, it's in terms of the sefer, you're still being the Daleg within the sefer. Meaning, even though the Gemara Bava Basra, you know, sort of gives a very pragmatic reason for why they're written together, because since they're so small, we were afraid that otherwise that they would have gotten lost. But that sort of pragmatic consideration notwithstanding, but Lamaisa, they constitute a nafkamina, maybe, I don't know. Vaisha has a tshuva, I think he was asked about, can you make a siyum on a sefer Tanakh? The Rashi says, yeah, you can, if you learn it, be'iyun. So that's also a unit of limud. So, lav dafka masechta or seder mishnayos, but he says, a sefer Tanakh also. So,
I think there's a tshuva on somebody who made a tshuva on the gun.
That was at the Daf Yomi. But my friend mentioned that story.
Could be,
yeah. The
boxer.
So
what would be halacha lemaisa according to that tshuva? So on Treyasa, so you could make on Amos, you could make those of us who look in Eretz Pesach to make a siyum and horia. So worst comes to worst, makos. So we would want to know whether or not you could be yotze with Micha, so the Gemara gives pragmatic, but whatever the background is, Lamaisa, it's written as a sefer. And again, Vaharaya, our Gemara is not so much a raya. You could say maybe it's an exception to the rule, but just the fact that we talk about Chav Dalet Svar, is an indication. So Tanya Idoch and Medalim Minavi and Navi Minavi Shal Shem Asa Medalim Bovet Shal Yidaleg Misof HaSefer Lut Chilasa. Okay, fine.
Going back to the Rosh Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, I'm going to agree that since he finished the entire reigning for that day, the Parsha, there's no longer confusion or you're not worried anymore. Even though it's within the seven Aliyos, you finished everything, so now you're more free to go somewhere else. For the Mishnah Berurah.
Meaning that it would have the same sort of that it's going to be set the same way. We're not bothered with any maftir. We're not bothered with any second sefer Torah, because we say that clearly stands alone, and no one's going to look to connect it. No one's going to look to link it up. So to here, since it is a maftir, just the fact that we have two maftirs, so it would be the same rationale as for a maftir. Yeah. Okay, Mishnah. A maftir ben Navi, who paris al shmar v'lover l'fnei ha-teva. So the one who gets the haftorah, and is not, therefore, he's not miminyan ha-kruim, so that's the least miyuchos of the aliyahs. So to sort of assuage his feelings, So he's the Baal Shachris.
Mamter is the word, that's the look.
That's the way it should have been.
So to assuage him, he's the Baal Shachris. So what does that mean? Does that mean that the Gaboim have things planned out in advance? So Rashi, for whatever reason, says that the din applies to Misha Raga Lahafti Benavi. Taking the Chacham, Misha Yehi Paris Hashma. That only if there's someone who... Whether Rashi is prompted to that, because otherwise how do we necessarily know? How could they have made such a takana when apparently, I guess according to this pshat, the Gaboim didn't walk around doing Chazos Shatz of Shachris handing out the cards. It's true they managed without doing that. They managed without it. Or maybe Rashi's not prompted by that. Just a person gets mafti by a cry, so then Chazal didn't feel that there was need to assuage. But if he's regular hafti, so that then either way, according to Rashi, the takon is dafke when someone is regular hafti. Who over let nayateva lahotzi etzatziba b'gdusha shevet tefila. So here I think we had jumped ahead to discuss that this Rashi, in conjunction with the Tosfos Ein Porsin and Ashma, the questions on the Rashi were two. First of all, from the Brisa at the end of Rosh Hashanah that we looked at, so the rationale given for Chazaras Hashatz is Lahotzei Shein of Blocking, not Rashi's consideration. And second of all, even if it's true that there is some other consideration, why is that relevant here? So the simple pshat would just seem to be that maybe, I don't know, I think we mentioned this then also, it's kind of all about this, but maybe it's correct, that ain't no chanami, that ain't no chanami. Just lahotzei et hatzibu v'kdusha shevet tefillah, so that wasn't the impetus for having Chazar Sashatz. We could have made a Hoichi Kedusha, and we could have had a Kedusha that way. Once there is a Chazar Sashatz, so then we don't make a Hoichi Kedusha, and then we have Kedusha within Chazar Sashatz. Now, given that that's the case, so maybe what Rashi's explaining is that the Yichus of being the Baal Tefila is not so much to be Motzi the Ein Hoichi. Maybe that's not the Yichus. Maybe that's not what assuages him. What gives it chashivas to him is the fact that he's going to be the one who's motzi as hatziv or the big kedusha. Okay. So again, so hamafti benavi who poris hashma who over the fanateva, v'hu nosei es kapha. Again. No chiddush here in the no seis kapov, just but agav the sefer where it's going to be in a no seis kapov. Now v'mhoyu katan, what happens if the katan got mafti? So then oviv al rabba ofen al yoda. Okay, so then the when mechabed is the father or the rabbi as the Baal Shachris. Koton kori b'atora umetargen. Me'ika adin, a koton is allowed to be kori b'atora, and certainly to be metargen. Aval eino poris al shema, ve'eino over lefnei ateva. He can't be poris al shema, he can't be over lefnei ateva. Why not? Rashi. Koton eino poris al shema, lefishu ba lehoti rabim yidei chovasan. Both by being Paris Hashma, that they used to be, the Tzibo used to be Yotzei, Bekos Kriya Shema, Shomei Kona. So both that and being the Baal Shachris for the Shemone Esrei, for the Chazaras Hashatz, you have to be eligible to be Motzi Rav Yidei Chovasan, and the Katan is not. Okay. So now, Luchara, this, I think we've had occasion to discuss this question. But when you listen to Kriya Satara, so how exactly, what is the chiyuv that we each have, and how are we fulfilling that chiyuv? Specifically, are we being Yotze? Let's say when we listen to Megillah, right? So certainly men, everyone has a fear to be reading the Megillah, and when we listen to the Megillah, we're being Yotzei Shomer Ka'onah. But the Balkari is being Motzi with Shomer Ka'onah. And if the Balkari says, no, I'm not interested in being Motzi people, I don't have Kavana Lahotzi, so then we're not Yotzei. Listening, we're not Yotzei with listening per se, we're listening, but we're Yotzei with listening based on Shomer Ka'onah. Now, how is it by Kriyas HaTorah? How is it by Kriyas HaTorah?
The first one was listening to Michael and what?
Just for purposes of contrast, by Megillah. Let's say, for instance, Megillah. Megillah, okay? So the listening is not that the mitzvah is to listen, the mitzvah is to say, but since the Shemaiah, to read, since the Shemaiah Ka'ona, so it's as if you're reading. The mitzvah is not to listen to Kiddush Friday night, the mitzvah is to make Kiddush Friday night. If you're listening to Kiddush, Shemaiah Ka'ona, it's as if you said the Kiddush. Fine. So what's happening by Kriyas HaTorah? So I think we discussed that the Rav used to tell this beautiful story that where his father was Rav, so there was once a dispute between the Balkorei and the Panasei Ha'ir. I guess we would call it the board of the shul, right? That the Balkorei wanted a raise, and they were split as to whether or not to give it to him. So he threatened as follows. He says that Shabbos, when he lands, he's going to be having to motzi only those who are voting for the race, and those who are opposing the race, he's not going to. So they came in a panic to the Rav's father, and he told them, no, Kriyas HaTorah doesn't require Shomer Ka'onah. Kriyas HaTorah, the mitzvah is to listen. The mitzvah is that one person reads and everyone else listens. Not listening as qua Shomer Ka'onah, but just listening. That's what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is for one person to listen, for one person to read, and everyone else to listen. See, he can't prevent that. He can't say that you're not listening. Either he's going to lay in or he's not going to lay in. But he can't selectively target that one person is going to be Yotze and the other person is not going to be Yotze.
Okay. Can you do it in Shofar?
Yeah, in Shofar there is Shomer Ka'onah. So had it been Erev Rosh Hashanah, I don't know what the Balkari was that was about. Okay.
But if let's say somebody has a dispute about the square, then he would not be Yotze about if he knows that the Balkari would not like to be Yotze.
Rosh Hashanah to bring for Hanukkah. Is that possible?
Why by Shomer?
Mela on a regular Shabbos. Mela. I think in the some of Chiddush Shavuot it says that the pasuk in the Vayakel, I've lost the value of Eish B'chom L'Shoseichem B'yom HaShabbos. Eish means the Eish of Machlokas. All week long people are busy working. No time for Machlokas. Sunday through Friday people work hard. No time for Machlokas. Shabbos you have a little time off. So Taras Mazir, watch out. Lost the value of Eish B'chom L'Shoseichem B'yom HaShabbos. Watch out for the Eish of Machlokas at Rosh Hashanah. I don't know, that's what the Gemara tells us, that apparently that connection between the one saying and the one listening, that's what the halacha says, that that connection is forged by the reciprocal kavanas of that I'm having mind to be yotzei with your kiddush and you have in mind to be motzi with the kiddush. So over here, so if you say, like the Rav's father says, that there's no inyan of Shomer Ka'onah by tefillah, so then you understand our Mishnah very well. That's why the Katan Me'ika Adin could layin. Really, Me'ika Adin, a Katan can layin. Why? Because he's not being motzi anyone. He's not, right? Again, why can't the Katan serve as the Baal Shachris? The service of Baal Shachris, you have to be able to be motzi people to Birkas Kriya Shema. You have to be able to be motzi them with Shema Nesrei. He's an Einam L'Chuyah V'Dovah. He's an Einam L'Chuyah V'Dovah. So what about with Kriya HaTorah? Why don't you have the same problem? So the Tarets would be, no. If I Kriya HaTorah, since it's not with Shomer Ka'onah, all you have to do is ask whether or not the Katan's Kriya is a Kriya. So that, yeah, the Katan's Kriya is a Kriya. And since it's not operating with Shomer Ka'onah, he doesn't have to be a Mechuyah B'Dovah.
Why would the Katan's Kriya be a sphere is the key or is not the key? What would be the difference between the...
No, because by shofar, it does operate with Shema Kona. We do require Shema Kona. The Rambam says we do have Achis Karen Shomer Mashmir. So if it's Shema Kona, so then it has to be a Mechuyah Vadova. That's where the Mishnah has the rule. The rule is talking about by Shofar in that Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Because basically what it means is that what I do is transferred to you. So if I'm an Ein Mechuyah Vadova, so that's what's transferred to you, and that's inferior, given that you're a Mechuyah Vadova. When you're listening, not the Torah Shomer Kona, so then it's your own listening. It's not what I'm doing is transferred to you. It's what you did directly. So when the Shmiah is the Torah Shomer Kona, so your Shmiah can't be better than my Aniyah. If I'm an Ein Mechuyah Vadova, So then that
doesn't the Rambam paskin that by Kishov the mitzvah is shmir, just like by Kriya Satorah the mitzvah.
Right. That's what the Rav used to say all the time. So why do you need Shomer Kona if the mitzvah is shmir? If the Rambam says that the matbea broch is the shmor kol shofar and that ain't the cold in gezel, and that's why there's no mitzvah above avera. So he used to say that. The kiyum is shmiya, but you still need a ma'aseh tekiyah, and that's why you still need Shomer Kona, and then it still has to be a mechuyah vadova.
May I just unrelated there, but perhaps Dr. Belazon's question, maybe the way it works in regular Shomer Kona is that it's not that when someone listens, it's as if they're saying, it's not Shomer Keomer, it's Shomer Kona. It's as if the person who's listening is acknowledging. Right, he's answering, and on the principle of maybe on the principle of shtika toda. In other words, if you address me and I'm quiet, or I listen and I don't say anything, I admit. So, in the same way, this is obviously vague, but maybe the same way Shomea Keona works is that the person who's answering needs to be, there has to be an interaction. In other words, the person who's talking needs to address the person who's answering, and the person who's answering needs to hear what the person who's addressing him is. And by having the kavanah to be motzi, that means I'm addressing all of these people, and when they listen, they're accepting what's being said, and by accepting, they're acknowledging, but not necessarily the shomea keomer, that if I hear, it's as if I said. It's just that I acknowledge, and then I'm yosei. But that's why the kavana of the speaker and the kavana of the listener is what creates the interaction that creates acknowledgement.
But maybe I didn't follow it fully. But it helps not just for a mitzvah. Meaning Shomer Kona, but Shomer Kona doesn't mean, well, the mitzvah isn't necessarily to say Kiddush, but to acknowledge Kiddush because of a Haraya. Shomer Kona works even for a mitzvah's Kriya. Meaning by Megillah, it's a mitzvah's Kriya.
But so
there, clearly, what it means is that we transfer.
So the mitzvah would be to read the Megillah, but acknowledging the reading of the Megillah is as good as reading the Megillah.
You can say the same thing there. It is a question whether Shomer Kona, you're entirely right, there is a question. It's a machlokes Rishonim in Sukkah and in Brachos, whether or not Shomer Kona would constitute a hefsek. Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokes in Shulah HaGozel, if you're stuck, if you didn't finish your Shemoneh Esrei, when the Shat gets up to Kedusha. So Rashi says you stop and listen to Kedusha and you Yotzei Shomer Kona. And Tosu says, no, that's the last thing you want to do. If you're being Yotzei Shomer Kona, then it's a hefsek. Then it's as if you're answering in the middle. So I think that the standard, that the conventional understanding is that Rashi says Shomer Kona means you Yotzei. But you Yotzei Shomer Kona. In which case, so then
so
maybe
right,
you could
okay.
say,
so that would work
maybe
Rashi,
you could say you are special within Rashi. According to Tosafot, that
no.
is actually a hefsek.
Then you said something.
Right.
If you said something.
Right. Then it's
that, no, that's
really
right.
Transfer.
That would work in Rashi. Yeah.
do have to hear every word.
And if you don't hear every word, it's not as if you have to go back to the beginning or to...
We don't go back to the beginning because there's no way of doing it by Megillah, so we tell people, since you can have Mitzvah Baal Peh, so that's why, you know, we're reminded, you know, if you miss a word, so quickly say it Baal Peh, even if you don't have a Megillah in front of you, because you can say it Baal Peh, you can do it via Chiddush, so you can fill it in. By Kriyas HaTorah, then this week we're supposed to hear Parshas Behar, and let's assume Kriyas HaTorah Zachor HaZiyachid, as Rav Chaim assumed. So we're supposed to hear Parshas Behar in its entirety. Over the course of this year, we're supposed to hear Chamish Shulchan Shei Torah in their entirety. So we are supposed to hear every word. The only thing is, if you miss a word, so what are you going to do? You can't be Matriach L'Hol Tzibor, because I missed a word. I can't be Matriach L'Hol Tzibor, have the Baal Korei repeat. I can't say it Baal Peh. I can't do it B'Yechidus, so it's Fafalon. But I think every word... Let's say on Sheni v'Chamishi, I think what you're saying is true. On Sheni v'Chamishi, if the Kriyas HaTorah consists of more than 10 psukim, so Mistama, as long as you heard minimum of 3 psukim from each Ola and a total of 10, so there, Lav Dafka, that if you miss the word, it's not the end of the world. But not on the Sheni v'Chamishi, not Shabbos de Mincha. I think we are not good on every word. Right, the for the Shnei Mikra ve'echad ve'echad
ha'yim.
It's a bit on the... Mishnah Bira, I think, does comment on that. I guess the assumption is that you can... That you're reading and listening simultaneously. Reading and listening simultaneously.